Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. Another day of blessings, another day to live in your purpose. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 86 today, and currently it is 62 in Olathe.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Barbecue Week?
Oh, I feel good. I feel so good this morning, man.
Did you hear what I said?
At National Barbecue Week. That's another reason why I feel good. And because Stacy Shaw, she knows the law. Uh-huh. She got some illegal advice for us that's imprudent.
You said illegal or legal advice? Which one?
Both of them.
Combination.
Stop talking so much to the police.
Hello. We got the word that got some going down for you at your 23s. Queen Latifah kicked off the AMAs last night. We got a recap for you. And it feels like it's 1999 all over again after the New York Knicks. They're headed to the finals.
Oh, I was 14 at that time. Let's go back real quick. Okay, but
take a trip.
D, it is one of my favorite days of the week because I want some nachos. Just some plain nachos today. Old-fashioned nachos.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it do. Because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Say no when it's called for. That enables you to say yes when you can. Whether you say no or yes, let it be an honest answer. Both you and the person asking deserve no less. And when you do say yes, always follow through. Even though you may at times regret the commitment, you'll produce great benefit by honoring it. Say yes, not just when it's convenient, but when it's the right thing to do. Say yes when you know there's value to be created. Then set about to make it happen. Do the good work necessary to make a difference. Like every valuable opportunity, saying yes will challenge you. Fortunately, you have what it takes to deliver. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 86 for the day. Currently, it is 62 in Lee Summit. Singer Eric Benet. He is a 59-year-old guru at the gym after he dropped a workout video, and it sounds like his DMs are flooded by the gay community.
After I posted that post with me in the gym working out, woo, y'all has been in my DM. Zaddy was doing something right. If I was of the DL persuasion, I would have a very busy weekend.
Oh, Lord. He took it there.
Yikes.
You've been posting your workout journey.
Stop. Don't do that.
How your DMs popping?
Nothing. I ain't doing nothing. I don't know what you talking about.
Yo, you're right. I've been seeing they don't even slide in the DMs. They just be under your comments. You're right with it.
I don't know what you talking about right now.
My boy.
I
girl back. My DMs are business only. I don't know what Deanna Hustle is referring to.
Yeah, of course.
And as far as the comments under the pictures, look, I don't have control of what people be saying.
Yeah,
so,
I agree. I understand.
But you, Pimp Daddy D, though.
No. You're trying to divert.
I'm just telling the truth on what you be doing out here, and what's not what you be doing necessarily,
because
you be doing you. You know what I'm saying? It's just the reaction, though.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
You see what you get
there. We don't call her Pimp Daddy D for nothing, y'all.
Hey.
We gonna have to cut his mic, Kansas City.
For
other
what?
News, Steve Harvey. Period. He sat down during an interview and he actually gave his honest opinion about Sean Diddy Combs.
For you to be a public figure, wrap a towel around yourself and run down a public hallway not knowing who's at that elevator. It could have been other people at the elevator. And that's your reaction to this girl? Yo, bruh, that's the one that's on tape. My goodness, what's been going on when you ain't in front of the elevator? Yeah.
I mean, this has been said plenty of times. Steve has never actually spoken about this whole situation with Diddy, so that's why it's a little bit of tea. Because he's, person of some status speaking on it.
In this day and age with people who rioted the Capitol getting paid $1.5 billion, I'm not surprised by nothing.
He ain't lying.
I'm going to tell him I was at the Capitol.
It's your girl, Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Busy, busy, busy Memorial Day weekend.
Wasn't it, though?
Boy, look. And I had a chill, good time. First off, it started with the Metro by T-Mobile remote at 6815 Longview Road. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the R&B experience, the Sincerely Yours R&B experience with my dog DJ Mac at the District.
Y'all saw those pictures and videos. How was that?
It was cool. It was hella cool, man. Mac was doing his thing. Mm-hmm. You know, beautiful people up in there. Good
vibes.
Shout
out to Joe Black.
You know it. And then, they was two-stepping up at Culture X. They had the two-stepping
wars. It's only right.
And then the Walk of Fame induction ceremony with Ruben Studdard at the Gym Theater with Kim Waters.
Wow. I'm mad I missed that.
The Honors Awards with Quez and Skits, they did their thing over the weekend.
Saw the pictures of that too. Now, while that was going on, I know it was a bunch of other events too.
It was a million things going on. I had to come visit you on Sunday. You know, at the No Request joint, had the plaza leaning, boy. It was some people walking over there. They were like, what is going on
outside? Why are they in the sections on the patio and on the inside? No, the vibes was good. Major shout out to Reed for curating that vibe. We'll be running that thing back next month.
Ooh.
And also shout out to DJ Vibe, who I was DJing alongside with. So it was a lot of stuff popping on that Sunday too.
Yeah, Royal Chief, he did his thing at the On Wax R&B edition. Freddie Gibbs, and you had Tech N9ne and E-40. They had a concert over the weekend.
Sheesh.
So, you've been on socials the past couple days or so in this Swope Park thing.
What we talking about?
The car show? Well, you know, we like to congregate at Swope Park, and allegedly, that people are talking about, shooting going on over there.
Oh, yikes.
And I just want to say, y'all, look, because I know, like, I understand what that environment is. And that's a part of Kansas City culture.
Yeah.
Is going to Swope on Sundays during the spring and summer.
And it be looking
cool.
So amazing when you see everybody pull up in their cars. And I've seen it a couple times and I'm like, oh, this seems so fun. But like you're leading into.
But you know, like with these, small intermarry beefs that, that's among each other. You know, you got, all these problems that we have in our small communities. And unfortunately, people feel it's necessary, unfortunately, to pull out a gun at whatever moment, not just at Swope, but wherever it's happening at. I just want to say, y'all, we need to protect what is ours right now while we have it.
Hello.
Okay?
You're right.
And I'll just leave it at that.
It's your boy, Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Yesterday, watching the news with my mama and my brother John, and it's breaking news, and there was a shooting in Pleasant Hill, of all places. We think, certain parts of the city where, you think things don't happen, but, here we are. And unfortunately, D, and there is a woman dead, and two other people are hospitalized. And it was a shooting at a Price Chopper at Pleasant Hill yesterday afternoon. So this happened just before 4:30 p.m. And they responded to a reporting shooting at that Price Chopper at 2101 North State Route 7 Highway. Officers found three people suffering from gunshot wounds. A 45-year-old woman from Johnson County, Missouri, who was a shopper at the store. She was pronounced dead at the scene. And then a 17-year-old male from Pleasant Hill who worked at the store. He was transported to a local hospital. And the suspect, a 27-year-old man from Pleasant Hill, is currently in custody and was also taken to a local hospital. And police believe the suspect suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the incident. Mm. So officials say that this is the first homicide in the city since the mid-2000s. So,
wow.
I know that part of the town is shaking up right now. And we want to send condolences and love, of course, to all of the victims that's involved. And as this gun violence continues to just plague the country.
We represent high aspirations, and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you so much for tuning in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning, as well as the cousins looking at us live in the Brown and Krupa Studios on that Hot 103 Jams stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Just search Hot 103 Jams. Thank you, cousins. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all the cousins that's out riding around and get it. Look, we're going to go to the Backstreet Cousins today. Okay, all y'all going down 39th Street, I know you pissed off and mad right now because there's only one lane and you trying to scoot over.
Man,
take your time, man. Or you mad on Main Street because I know it's congested right there going downtown. You mad at the streetcar right now. You better chill out. Obey the laws on that. And shout out to all the cousins that's on the highways and byways, especially you on that downtown loop, man. You're coming in from I-70. You're coming in from 470. You're coming in from 71.
Everywhere.
Wherever you are in the town, we love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Because we know, we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you. And your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. We're going to start off with the Facebook comments that we got going on. A bunch of love is being sent. Shout out to Donna R. Webster Bell, Coachella Sims, SK Cuts Off Grand, Carver Harris, What It Do, Sweet Amore, Stacy Davis. We appreciate your love, cousin. Big shout out to Kellen. He is graduating 8th grade from Lincoln Middle today.
Okay.
And we sending some big love to our little cousin Kellen. Your whole family, they want you to know that they are so proud of you.
And graduating from Lincoln is an honor.
Woo-woo. Shout out to Connor coming home to KC from working so hard as a Marine for the years. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Congratulations to another 8th grade graduate, DeAndrian. Big love to you, cousin. Your family wants you to know they love you. Hey, Anastasia Jackson. Big love also from Rich Harris, sending us a big, beautiful paragraph text that we're going to read a little bit later. We appreciate your love, cousin. Shout out to more of the seniors that are graduating. Antonio Simmons and Aaron Simmons over at J.C. Harmon High. Big love to Skyla Kennedy, Lincoln College Prep, Melanie Shaw, Grandview High, Lariah Johnson over at Lincoln Prep as well, Marie Holm at Central High, Keon Harrison at Raytown High. Big love to all the cousins that have walked that stage. I know you are super excited, and congratulations on this new journey that you are about to embark on. It's going to be fun. College is what you make it, and in the next level in the chapter, if you're going to high school, it is what you make it. So
she ain't lying.
Do your big one now, cousin.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
oh.
I know if you asked. You
yeah,
had
I
love.
Do. Go I ahead. Do. And like over the weekend, boy, we have a hell of shout outs.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Benson, my dog. I met him. He's from West Africa. He's from Liberia. Man, he's a good time, boy. Hey, shout out to you, Steve. Good to meet you. Anna Crumb, good to meet you as well over the weekend. Oh, shout out to Seals Soul Food Grill. D, oh my God, the
that
smoked chicken and ribs. Oh,
that's all good.
Or the greens, mac and cheese, everything was hitting. Seals Soul Food Grill, shout out to them. Also,
drop
shout out
us
to
us off a plate.
For real. Shout out to Kim White Murphy. And everybody else tapping in the Hustle and Shine. Thank you.
We appreciate you so much, cousin.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 86. Currently, it is 64 at UMKC. Major shout out to Queen Latifah, who kicked off the American Music Awards last night.
The energy is crazy in here. Make some noise. Welcome to the 52nd annual American Music Awards, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to tear it up in here tonight.
Now, tear it up that she did. We saw a lot of stars hit the stage. Ludacris did his big one a few different times. But some of the people that walked away with awards, Leon Thomas, he walked away with R&B Artist Award. Shout out to SZA. She also walked away with a trophy. Who walked away with three trophies was Cardi B. She won Best Female Artist. Female Hip Hop Artist, of course. Best Female Hip Hop Rap Album. And her song, Every Time, walked away with a chip. And then Mauna Leo, shout out to her. She won the Breakthrough Female Rapper Artist Award as well. So a lot of trophies were handed out. And, you know, Kendrick walked away with some too. Best Hip Hop Male Artist. So congratulations to all those award winners. And then during a break, when they actually were giving away the award to the Song of the Summer, Ludacris posed a question to Glorilla.
I'm the biggest fan of yours and how you're absolutely killing the music industry right now. Can y'all make some noise for the one and only?
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you right here, right now, in front of everybody, how about me and you get to working on and creating the next song of the summer? Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Nah, we good, man.
Okay. what do you think is the song of the summer, though? We have, and just so people know, the summer has not started.
Read that Bible like your friend do.
All right. I'm going to have to go with Spin That. Spin That has been crazy.
Right.
And it's like right
that's
now,
right
you
there,
drop
D.
Spin That, everybody is just feeling it.
I was waiting for you to drop that yesterday, honestly. Or the
I did. I think I dropped
when
it.
When I left?
No, I dropped it before you got there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it usually happens. Like, how about the baby, Pop That? I love that song.
Pop That is still fire.
Yeah, I love that. But you're right. It is definitely Spin That. It's, and by the end of the summer, we all going to be... Yeah, doing the money dance of that. That's
Spin That. I play that every time I go to the gas pump.
You do? Oh, of course you do.
Yeah.
Why is this? I was waiting for this Young Miami to play.
I'm scamming.
Uh-oh, there you. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not playing for some reason. Anyway.
She said, where the boosters at? Yeah. And the boosters ain't answer since.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
So after years of zero fare service, fares will resume June 1st for regional bus service provided by KCATA and Ride KC. So the new fare system, D, will utilize fare capping, meaning riders pay as they ride. The system tracks rides automatically when riders use the same form of payment. Additional charges will be incurred by those who use different forms of payment. And thousands of Kansas Cityans, D, you know, they take the buses every day here in the town. And I was one of them kids who had to. We didn't have no car growing up in my mother's house. Mm-hmm. So whether it's go to work, go home, or just about everywhere else in the town, soon it'll cost $2 per ride with no free transfers. So here are some of the other price options that follows. A day pass for the whole day is $4. A weekly pass, $20. Monthly pass, $62.50. And, you know, this has been a point of contention for a long time, but especially for like taxpayers, because if I'm paying for taxes, if I'm paying for something, this is one of the things I want to pay for. Not necessarily, not necessarily adding, you know, $10 million, and I'm just making that number up to the, you know, police budget or whatever, that's already getting, you know, $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever number they're getting. I just feel like
if we get in the Royal Stadium, we should have
room for this. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somehow I'll talk to Mayor Lucas about for sure next week.
Yeah. Well, you know, my mama used to always say nothing's free but salvation. That was her thing. But you know what is free? Cousin, we got a chance for you to get qualified to win two tickets to go see Ne-Yo and Akon. That keyword you need to send right now is combo. Send it over to 816-900-4103. Go ahead and hit up that attorney, Roger White. I got you text line where he can turn that wreck into a check online at igotyou.net. We want you to get entered in to win two tickets, Ne-Yo, Akon, on the Nights Like This tour. tickets to the iconic tour featuring Salt and Pepper and En Vogue, and tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival, which is why we call that thing a concert combo winning week. We got a full hookup for you, fueled by Cassidy's Double Up for hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
And Stacey Shaw, she cannot win none of them, okay? Stacey, what you got though?
Good morning. Today we are going to be going over how to determine how much your personal injury case is worth. We'll be right back at 7:50.
Need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements? Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Let's throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Today, we've got a question that people ask me, I don't even know how many times, and it's how much is my personal injury case worth? Well, that's going to depend on a lot of different factors. Number one is how much insurance is there available to pay out? Because most people are not going to be able to satisfy a personal injury judgment if you go to trial, if it is outside of the amount of insurance. And so one, you're going to look at the policy limit. And then two, are your injuries significant enough to meet that policy limit? Because they're going to go off of one, the number of medical bills, two, this argument about pain and suffering, three, any out-of-pocket expenses, anything that you can no longer do that you used to be able to do. All of that is going to be figured out. And then the answer to the question is, if you ask me today and you just got into a car wreck, I'm going to say I'm going to need time to see. All right, so make sure if you are in an accident, you always want to consult an attorney because there's so many variables to determining what the fair price for your injuries really cost, what that is really worth. And so you can always give me a question. You can always give me a call if you got questions at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Shout out to everybody that did big things at State Track this weekend. I was out there for class 1, 2, and 3, and my nieces just showed out. Also, congratulations to Paseo and Central that also did a really good job. And remember, today is Tuesday. We've got Faith Justice Victory at 11:30 on KPRT, Gospel 1590. We've got Pastor LaRon Thompson from Paseo Baptist Church that's going to be a guest. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103G.
Quick shout out to our cousins in Top City and Topeka. Always tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. You know we love y'all over there. We ain't gonna never forget about y'all, Top City. What's happening, man? So, D, you know, voting, if y'all don't know that voting is important now, I don't know when it's ever going to happen to you.
Right.
But the measures that are focused on the, there are five more measures on the August ballot for Kansas City coming up. And the measures are focused on affordable housing, civic facilities, economic development, and water and sewer infrastructure. So if approved, some of these resources would be added to the Housing Trust Fund, financing, rehabilitation, blight removal, and new construction. And then there is another $100 million general obligation bond heading to the ballot as a no tax increase initiative would fund renovations at city convention buildings and capital improvements to civic landmarks here in the town. So city council also agreed to put a central city economic development sales tax renewal on the ballot. This tax goes forward funding economic development in Kansas City's east side. We need that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, you know, what, Trucing over, Paseo and over, Prospect and over, Cleveland and over, Swope Park. Y'all need to get out and vote for this.
Yes.
The Central City Economic Development Sales Tax Renewal. So this tax goes for funding economic development on the east side. Voters first approved this sales tax in 2017. And if it's approved again in August, it will continue for 10 more years after this current authorization ends on September 30th, 2027. So the fate of a $750 million waterworks revenue bond and a $750 million sanitary sewer revenue bond,
that's big,
will also be in the hands of voters come August. Both bonds are aimed at rehabilitating, expanding, and improving the infrastructure of Kansas City's waterworks system and sanitary sewer system. So this sewer infrastructure measure would not impact property taxes. But seeing things around the United States, Flint, mm-hmm. Michigan, we know about their water crisis and what they've been dealing with for the better part of 15, 20 years, maybe longer than that, who knows? We need to keep our water, sewer, all of that clean, sanitized.
Absolutely.
So we got to do what we got to do.
We got to go up over and beyond, basically.
I know y'all tired of taxes. Y'all sick of it, but these taxes pay for these things, y'all.
Yeah, and to be honest, cousins, we all got that family member or that friend that's full of opinions on Facebook. Be full of opinions at that at the polls, please.
Amen.
KCEB.org. You can also check your status.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 86. Currently, it is 67 in Olathe. Netflix is dropping their own Michael Jackson film, but it may not be so good. A lot of people have been sending their backlash to Netflix. Their backlash has been received by Netflix, shall I say. It's called The Verdict, and it's going inside Michael Jackson's 2005 trial, which he was acquitted on all counts.
Innocent.
And it's coming out on June 3rd.
He was innocent.
Timing seems interesting. Doesn't seem... I don't know. Like, for what? I don't know.
You already know, man. Come on. Anything to bring the man down, man. You already know what it is. Come on now.
Here you go.
I'm just saying, is it not the truth?
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you when you're right, man. And it does feel like it's 1999 all over again in other news, because the New York Knicks, they have won the Eastern Conference Championship, and they are advancing to the NBA Finals.
Shout out to the Knickerbockers. I told you.
Now, for the sake of Spike Lee, I would love for the Knicks to win, but at the same time, I know how my New York cousins are, and we're never going to hear the end of this. And I just don't know if we're ready for that. So I'm rooting for the Thunder.
I don't know if New York is ready for that. First off, Thunder might not even make it.
Ain't it tied? It's 2-2.
I think so, yeah. But
right, saying might not make it is crazy when it's 50-50 right now.
Because I hate both of them teams. I don't like the Spurs or the Thunder. I detest both of them teams.
I don't like the Spurs because they used to go at it with Miami back in the day, so I can't go.
With my Lakers, yeah.
Yeah, so. I can't go with them. So Thunder is who I'm rooting for.
The Knicks ain't won a title since 71, I think.
Damn.
Since they beat the Lakers. Don't do that. Since they beat the Lakers in the finals back then. Walt Frazier and all those great Knicks teams in the 70s. So I think, yeah, that was their last championship. Either 71 or 73, that was their last championship.
Either
so,
way, it was a long time ago.
It was. New York, look, New York deserves it.
New York is lit.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Gemini season. Everybody run. I'm just playing. Happy birthday to those charming, adaptable, and affectionate Geminis.
Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy heavenly birthday to the legendary jazz trumpeter, band leader, and composer, Miles Davis. Sending some birthday love over to R&B singer that told you to put that woman first. Happy birthday to Jaheim. A happy birthday to singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, and the only man I know past the age of 40 that can get away with wearing leather pants.
Hi.
Happy birthday to Lenny Kravitz. A big happy birthday to the iconic actress and model and trailblazer, Pam Grier. And last but not least, sending some birthday love over to singer, songwriter, rapper, and record producer. She is known as one of the greatest rappers of all time, with only one album. When it's right, it's right. You remember her from the Fugees and Sister Act 2. Happy birthday to Lauryn Hill.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Lucy Schultz, Alex Robinson, and Jennifer Owens Tapusua. Sending birthday love to the big homie Dre, Ashley Renee, and Zenobia Morris. Happy birthday, Deanne Hall Lewis, Minnie Van, and DeMarcus Tyrone Redmond. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, KC Mixtapes, DJ Big Baby, and everybody else born on May 26th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Lisa Agati.
Hey, Lisa. Yeah, we got that. We answered your call, but the real test is, can you finish these lyrics in order to get this hookup?
Hey, I don't want to hear no clown. I'ma try.
Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again.
Watch out. Some guys are only about
that thing. See, D only ring her bell when you do it good. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Yeah.
I tried.
You did your big one, cousin. You got the lyrics right, and you were passionate about it, and we can actually understand you. You don't get that often.
All right.
You getting that $20 gift card to Jazz in Louisiana Kitchen. You going to get yourself lunch, or you going to get lunch to somebody else?
For Hustle and Shine.
Yeah. Probably myself.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to try to make two people eat off of it.
Absolutely.
All right, cousin. Please tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.